In the WRHI News Center, I'm Tyler Cupp. Third and final reading of the York County budget was approved. With that, however, came the very controversial recreation tax that still has more details to be ironed out.
Something has to change. Kicking the can down the road another year is not going to work.
That's York County Council Chair Christy Cox on Monday night. While not much is known regarding the details of the actual removal of the 1.5 mil rec tax from municipalities, which conceivably takes away funding to programs and parks within cities, however, the official motion passed, and it was to authorize the county manager to formally terminate any and all intergovernmental agreements with municipalities regarding allocation of rec tax funding now that the recreation tax district has been abolished. Both Cox and Councilman William Bumprotty talked about accountability with the prior funding.
It's not on our shoulders to be a gap filler. We want the data to drive the checks that we're cutting. In the past, we haven't gotten that.
The vote was 5-2 on this particular ordinance, with Tom Aldead and Watts Huckabee voting no. The latter says there is too much unknown about this vote, with both saying there needs to be more collaboration and communication.
We're saying after we pass this, we're going to find out really what we're going to do. Unfortunately, as a council member, you're asking me to accept an unknown liability. We're saying we're going to pay a stipend. We have no idea what the municipalities are going to charge us for what they want to do. Are they going to charge us? Are they going to begin to ask us to contribute towards their capital expenses? I don't know.
WRHI has reached out to all the local municipalities for a statement or response, and many have said they're still waiting to hear exact details from the county before having a plan of action.